We're about to hear a story from a man who, at age 15, made it his goal to become a millionaire by the time he was 25. He is now 41, and we'll just say he's not so good with deadlines, but he is the owner of a visual design collective called Loud Communications, where he travels the world capturing stories that advocate making the world a more beautiful place. Please welcome Michael Ivan Schwartz.
So a good friend of mine recently gave me a definition of the word expert, and I really love it. He said, an expert is someone who's made every mistake in a given field. So my first wedding mistake, Kirsten. Kirsten is my college girlfriend's roommate, and she is in love with Steve, and they are going to get married in December. Now, Kirsten knows that I'm kind of this budding documentary filmmaker. So she asked if I would videotape her wedding. And of course, I think about it, realize I'm a poor college student, made poorer by my purchase of this great Sony 8mm Handycam. I can't buy her a gift, so sure, I'll do the wedding and that'll be my gift. Good way to get out of that. She's got a huge wedding. She has, I think, 12 bridesmaids, 2 flower girls, a ring bearer. And I record it all. I record the guys getting dressed in their tuxes. I record her and her friends getting their hair and makeup done. The huge wedding party, 24 wide, taking up from wall to wall of the church. It's Christmas time, so there's poinsettias and everything's wreaths and very Christmassy. She'd been thinking about this for a long time. She's a detailed person. I, on the other hand, forgot one important thing, and that is I don't have an editing system. And kind of the whole deal was I'm shooting on 8mm tape. No one really has that. And I'm supposed to edit this together. So I shoot everything. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. The wedding, the reception. And she moves down to Virginia with her husband. I move to Colorado post-college. And a few months go by where I'm searching out someone who might be able to lend me gear, let me go into their studio. And I pretty much strike out. So after 3 months, I kind of forgot about it and moved on. In the back of my head, I probably had a tinge of guilt, but for the most part, I don't know. It just slipped my mind. And I don't really talk to Steve and Kirsten anymore. They live on the other side of the country. Until I hear from Kirsten about 3 years later. Yeah, I'm not so good. So I get this phone message from Kirsten saying, hey, Michael, this woman just called me, and she says she found our wedding video in the street. I'm like, what? So I call Kirsten back. She tells me this woman has a box of videos with her name on it, and she got in touch with her. So I'd been moving around to Colorado quite a bit and had just moved a couple weeks prior to that phone call. So I tracked this woman down. Apparently it was an old neighbor who found this box. I guess a pickup truck when I was moving dropped the box off, and I had no idea. And in it was all these videotapes, including somehow Kirsten and Steve's name and address, and she looked them up. I'm not quite sure. So I had to apologize, of course, to Kirsten and Steve. I sent the tape to them without any editing. They were okay with that at that point. So moving on, I decided I would never shoot another wedding video again. Unfortunately, about a year later, wedding mistake number two. This one's Diana. So Diana and Kurt and I all work for the same nonprofit. We're all pretty poor. And Diana and Kurt decide they're in love. They're going to get married. They don't have a lot of money for photography, so they have no photographer. They decide to ask me to do their wedding. And I'm like, listen, I don't really have a really good track record here. But if you don't need me to edit it, she's like, no, that's fine. Just shoot it. We'll take the tapes, we'll take care of it, that's fine. I said, okay, cool, I can do that. And I'm poor. It beats beating buying a present, so I will do this as my present. Beautiful wedding, and I am not a big wedding fan. I'm single, never married, not really super into weddings. But this wedding was spectacular. She looked amazing in her dress. They just had a unique story coming together. They had waited quite a while. They were a little bit older before they got married, climbed through a lot of hurdles. and they had original vowels that were kind of that perfect combination of sweet and funny. And he surprised her. He had written a song, a love song for her, and pulled out a guitar in the middle of the wedding ceremony and played the song for her, and she's tearing up. It was a beautiful wedding. It was one of those weddings where you remember it, which would be really important at this point. Because as I was behind the pastor, kind of on a stage like this, standing behind him with my camera ready, and before Diana walked down, turned the camera on, hit the little red button, and the red light's supposed to come on, saying it's recording, but instead it's beep, 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 and the cassette door opens. I'm like, this has never happened. What's going on? So close it, hit it again, same thing happens. I take out the tape, I'm blowing on it. Maybe it's, you know, like an Atari cassette. And shove it back in, close the door, turn it back on, pray. Beep, 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 pops out again. So now I'm panicking. She's walking down the aisle. And I'm trying not to look like I know this is not working. So I'm trying to act normal, but I'm reaching into my bag, and I'm pulling out an extra tape, a battery, switching the battery, switching the tape. It's probably just a little, you know, technical error. It's not working. She comes down the aisle. They do the vows. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's loving it. The special song. I got none of it. Nada. And I don't know what to do. I'm very good friends with the maid of honor, so I pull her aside after the wedding before the reception. And I'm telling her what happened. I said, what should I tell her? Like, I don't know what to do. She said, yeah, wait till after the honeymoon. So I did. I waited till after the honeymoon, and to be honest, I don't remember what happened. I think I blocked this part out. I think I must have told her husband, and I haven't really talked to them since. So I'm definitely aware that I've learned some lessons doing wedding videos, and three come to mind. One is make sure you have all the equipment you need, shooting the camera, the batteries, the editing equipment. Number two, have a backup camera. I mean, that's smart, right? But the third one's probably the most important, and that is this. Just buy someone a gift. You know, forget shooting wedding videos. That is not for me. So here's kind of the funny thing. I now own a video production company. And I've told this story to a lot of people. I even wrote up a version of this story on my website explaining why I don't do weddings. But inevitably, friends still ask, hey, would you do my wedding? Believe it or not, I'm leaving tomorrow for Boston for a very good friend. He's asked me to do his wedding. So here's what I ask. Wish me luck, and let's hope I don't become an expert tomorrow. Thanks.
Michael Ivan Schwartz.